The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the fourth most entertaining and exciting neighborhood in all of Washoe Valley. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've also got Dogwater Dick back in Studio B with Nate the Intern. In the studio today, though, we've got a great and exciting band, some new friends and some old fans with Man Downstream. Are you ready to dig it?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
I have a bone to pick.
What happened?
With Nate right now. Nate,
our intern?
Get on the... Yeah. I'll even say your name because I'm calling you out. Get on the mic.
Yeah.
So, I had to wash my own coffee cup today before the show.
Oh, God.
Why is that?
What a diva. Jeez.
Oh, sorry. You laugh.
That was Rick.
Oh, that was Rick. Okay.
Liar.
Uh-huh.
So, Nate, we will add that to your future checklist.
Rick.
The big cup of go fuck yourself.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That should always
be clean. Has to
be
always clean before Rory gets here.
Yes.
So when I'm making the coffee.
He said he knew that. He's brought me my coffee before.
Weeks when he's
not here, I'll do it myself. I'm a big man. I can take care of myself. But he knows it's his job, and he completely forgot about it today.
You know, and I was thinking...
I would like you to report to Principal Spagnola after the show for your punishment.
What do you think Chewy should have him do?
You would have blown Dave Richards.
Whoa. Blowing Dave Richards.
Specific.
That, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
So specific. Good Lord.
So we can move along.
I just want to point out, because I was thinking about today listening to the Don Geronimo show on the Realm Network. Last time I said it was a different network. It's not. It's the Realm Network. But the Don Geronimo podcast.
Correction.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm a dumbass. He pointed out that one of their interns, Nate, do you know what they made him do? They made him go outside on the public streets wearing a sandwich board that said, I will pay you a dollar if you fart in my face.
Yeah. Are you with me?
So really.
Are you with me?
I start to think, like, you know, Nate does so much work for us for free, and it's just awesome to have him here. But then really, on the intern scale, he gets treated pretty good.
Yeah. Right. You know? We have not made him stand out on the street wearing anything.
Right. No mammals.
Although, that would be entertaining here in the next few weeks.
But we're at my house. we could run a cable across pyramid.
No, I was going to say, out pyramid we do it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have him, like, behind the fence there.
Well, I think we should just maybe make him go on a store run or something. Because he hasn't done any... Oh, he did,
like,
do something
over the phone.
Bad. He did do something
We
bad.
Could maybe... See if we could borrow that awesome hat that's in the living room right now.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to jump to that.
Oh, yeah. Well, who do we have with us this week?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have Man Downstream. We have Patrick, we have Joe, and we have Kurt.
What is up?
How you guys doing?
Hey, guys.
What up, y'all?
I'm gonna hustle through this. Kurt, you have an amazing hat in the living room.
Yes.
It's a helmet. It looks like a baseball hat on the inside of a disco ball. Is that about what it is?
That's about what it is. It's a hard hat from Home Depot mounted inside of a vintage disco ball from the 1970s.
It's huge.
What the fuck
it's
are you
holy.
Talking about?
You have no idea how much cocaine was done under that disco ball or how many people had sex in public.
Man, when I first opened, so I bought the ball on Craigslist, right? And it had not been opened. I bought it as a disco ball, a vintage disco ball for $20 because
that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking...
No, I did good. I do good on Craigslist all the time. I'm a Craigslist master.
Dude, you did the whole Jew thing.
No. No, I didn't even have
Chewy. To. Damn, Chewbacca.
No, that's
no the guy just he was like he listed like for 25. I was like, I'll give you 20. He's like, that's exactly what he wanted anyway. You know, you don't list something for 25 and expect to get 25. You're like, yeah, I'll take 20. That's fine.
Right.
So,
did it have a giant hole in it for your head yet?
No, no, no. So I cut it. So when I cut it open, like when I first started sawing into it, it smelled like old grandma pussy. Like it was just, it smelled so bad. I'm just like, this is really a
like
vintage
30-year-old air.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That is herpes, guys.
Yeah, it's just terrible. Not that I know what old grandma pussy smells like. That just like
I
well,
was just gonna
I'm projecting
say,
here.
We can imagine.
Right, right. So yeah, and I just it started as a Halloween
Shut
costume.
Up! Oh wait, not you. Go ahead. Keep
it started
going.
As a Halloween costume. My buddy was having a disco themed Halloween party, and I'm like, "Well, what am I going to be? You know, I don't want to be John Travolta. That shit's played out. You know, I don't want to be a pimp. That I mean, everybody's done that. I'm like, if I just dress as a giant disco ball, all the women will be dancing around me on the dance floor. That's perfect. So
Very
I
clever.
Just was going to make one, and you know, I ended up I went to like. You know, Goodwill, and I found like a giant like hamster ball, like this plastic thing for like a dollar. I'm like, yeah, I'll just glue a bunch of glass onto this. And then I went to Michael's, and for the first time, to, you know, buy the glass, you know, the arts and crafts store, and I pulled out my calculator to do pi, you know, pi 3.14. Like the first
How
time I've ever used pi, the first time I've ever used pi.
I love pi.
To calculate. Something outside of when I was in high school was to do this disco ball. And the calculation was like, I'm going to need to spend $250 in glass to make this thing. That's
wow.
not going to fucking happen because it'll take 5 days.
I need to get something vintage and break it.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so now you wear it to BMX events?
A mountain bike event.
Mountain bike events.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you mountain bike with that on?
I well,
what
I don't,
do you wreck and
I don't race with it on. I ride around the venue, you know, throw high fives to people. I do
right
have a
on.
Smaller version, like a skateboard helmet that I made and glued glass onto that I have raced with. People dig it, man. They really like it.
That's awesome.
Have you ever gone to Burning
So could
Man,
we
Kurt?
Borrow this and make our intern stand out on the street with it?
Sure.
And like wave at people with a sign saying something very shaming or embarrassing.
Of course,
absolutely.
Like I'm a big slut.
We'll approve
let's
that
let's
right now.
Slut shame.
We need someone to go film it too. Or at least get some pictures.
You've got a video camera.
Yeah, I'll run out and videotape and picture it while you guys keep talking and stuff.
We should.
But as far as that helmet goes, you got to take that to Burning Man, dude. Like if you
everybody's telling me that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you'd be a friend to all.
Like you put that on like about 8 o'clock at night, and you would come back home at like 4 a.m.
People be shining lasers in your face, and you have two girls on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
around the playa with that thing on. That
You're
be
instantly
awesome.
Everybody's friend.
I can't believe nobody's done that at Burning Man already, though. I got to imagine somebody's already done that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Or something like
I don't know.
It.
I've never seen
still.
A picture of it. I've looked at a lot of stuff.
Huh. Because I've got the whole garb. I mean, I've got
like a whole suit?
Yeah, a whole suit. It's like it looks like I don't know, like Does aluminum it foil. It's like, you know, all reflective disco style clothing that
you
matches
should,
the
You get
rest
a little
of
cape for it. Like
it does
Elvis.
Need a cape.
Yes.
Like a little
That's
like
the only thing I don't
cape,
have. I don't know? Have a cape. I need a cape.
Yeah. Like something to mid back, not quite to the waist.
That's easy.
Exactly.
Very Elvis-y.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I need somebody following me with a fan at all times so it's always blowing in the wind.
And one of those little Halloween LED strobe lights with different colors.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like
Excellent.
That.
So yeah, we're gonna make this happen. Maybe in the next couple weeks, we're gonna get Nathan out on the street with some sort of signboard. I like this. Hey, Rick, Nick, what did you guys do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I recorded.
What
the
did
Canes.
Nick do? Come on, you know what Nick did.
I don't know what Nick did.
Oh, like, the moment is gone, you idiot.
I'm so sorry.
I don't
up!
Care what you did
Jesus
this weekend.
Jesus Christ.
The Canes were in here, though, huh?
Yes, that was fucking awesome.
They're good boys.
No, it was really cool. I'd never met Mike, the famous Reno drummer.
And, you had never met Mike?
I'd never met Mike.
Oh, right, because so, the show was just the Cane that showed up, not him.
Yeah, that was the one member that was missing, so I had never had the pleasure. And everybody always talked about him like so legendarily, like, oh, wow, you know, Mike is fucking like amazing, like right? And I had no idea, and so yeah,
awesome.
He showed up, and we only had one. We only had like 2 hours to do all the drum tracks, due to a scheduling error. That never happens with Reno bands.
Nope.
To fucking accidentally schedule 10 things at the same weekend that you have a recording session.
Well,
but yeah, it did,
awesome.
And oops. But guess what? In 2 hours, that faggot like did it all really well.
Nice.
So it turns out all the hype was worth it.
Right on.
So what has Nick decided to stop the show and do in the middle of everything?
Don't understand. Worry. I can say,
trying on the helmet.
We're doing the
week. Oh, good.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
He's going outside with it now.
So, well, my weekend was pretty awesome. I got to spend it around really hot half-naked women both nights. Friday night, I got to go see the Bohemian Burlesque. Wow, let's say that again. Bohemian Burlesque Femme Fatale show at Studio and Fourth, and that was a blast. Nikki and Teresa, who were here in the studio a couple weeks back, they were fantastic. And then on Saturday, I did that fashion show runway thing at Bodega, and it was pretty smashtacular. Black Rock City All-Stars played. DJ Jabberwocky was there, killing it all night long. A lot of awesome fashion, and I don't know. I don't know anything about fashion, but there are a lot of hot chicks.
They're going out on Pyramid Avenue right now.
Freebasing with gays.
Pyramid, very nice.
Are they really going out
there?
They're
seriously
right
out there with a disco ball right now.
Are you? I was planning on something on a later date, but this is just fine. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. So
I think to ditch out on the audio part of the show is kind of like
he could have at least waited for the song.
We could have done this during the pre-show meeting.
Well, you know what Nick did this weekend? I don't care. Right. Let's have a song from
what
the
a great
band.
Idea.
What are you guys going to do for us here?
This song's called Coming Home.
Sexually.
The working title was Young Boy. We called it Young Boy just because we couldn't think of anything else to put on the computer. But I don't know. It's not.
So it's called Coming Home. Young Boy Coming Home.
It's kind of weird.
Young Boy Coming Home.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. Maybe I should have.
Rick's really excited now.
No, I think this is a great song. Yeah.
Dirty cocksucker.
All right. Honey.
I know.
Language.
Faggot.
Hey.
When I get
home, I'm gonna beat you.
Put down the crack pipe.
Fuck you.
No, all right, Riku, we're gonna have a song.
Let's listen.
Okay, good idea.
All right.
You guys are all funky fresh.
That was nice. I really like that.
Sweet. Thank you, guys.
And Nick's good. Back.
Danke.
What up? What up?
Hey, Showstopper, what's happening?
Yeah, what the hell just happened?
I thought you went to go pee, and then they said you were out on Pyramid.
Yeah.
Nick also likes shit.
We went and filmed
Nate
out there with the helmet on. As the Sparks PD were rolling up, too.
Yeah!
waved at all the people, including the Sparks PD, and I'm holding the camera kind of looking to see where they're going. You know?
Damn.
So we got the footage. We'll post it on the
hell yeah,
website.
We will.
Nice.
Oh, I can't
so watch,
wait to see
watch
this.
For it when you watch the Sparks PD. Do go by us. It's like one of our first customers, and we're like, maybe we'll make this a short segment. Because I almost think I saw him turn right onto
the street here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go inside, Nate.
Let's hope they can't figure
but
out
But he took
which
his punishment like a man.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for being the enforcer.
Yeah, you got it,
Vice
Rory.
Principal Ramirez.
That's right. Yeah. You had to see me before Rory really punished you, and that's when he puts you over his knee and spanks you with the paddle that's on the wall.
You get points for that.
So don't fuck up anymore. Wash his cup and make sure that there isn't any filthy marijuana like crumbles in my pipe. And
make sure they're all clean marijuana crumbles.
Yeah, you clear that shit out and get it ready. And if you're super good and you want like 10 gold stars, you fucking pack it for me.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
And bring a beer box while you're at it.
Oh yeah, we'll get the beer box out after that.
So anyway, you missed a great song by these guys standing
up. No, I heard it. I was listening. Yeah. The drummer's spectacular.
Good job, Kurt. Yeah, you guys are really fantastic. I'd like to thank loyal listener Jude for hooking us up with this band. Hey, yeah. Jude, how you doing, brother?
Hey, don't take it bad, bro.
Jude Maine.
Dude, it's really nice to have a band.
Jude Maine?
Yeah.
I fucking love Jude.
Jude hooked us up with these guys. He knows Kurt here.
That's right, we're mountain biking buddies.
Yeah,
fit and shit.
We have to tell Dave
years.
Siegel to tell Jude to listen to the podcast. So here
Jude does listen to the show.
Oh, Jude knows, man. I told him all about it. He's pumped.
Jude's commented on the website or on the Facebook page a couple of times.
Oh, good.
He sent me some messages. He's a loyal listener, so thank you, Jude.
Thank you, buddy.
And when you see Jude, tell him, hey?
This is for you.
Don't make it bad, but also.
That's for you, Jude, of your very own ding.
Why don't you and Pam come down once in a while and party with us? Merry Anarchy's coming up.
Yeah, Merry Anarchy, May 16th and 17th, Friday and Saturday, in just a few short weeks. It's going to be a killer time with almost 40 bands on two stages and probably a whole bunch of other poets.
Yeah, we'll round
and
up.
And weirdos.
Sure.
Yeah, round up.
Yeah.
Almost 40.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. 10 years and we're going to have the 18th, we're going to have a secret showing of a particular movie that I can't tell you the title of, but it's going to be a screening after the big
fun
event
movie
with a million bands. You got to go check it out at Merry Anarchy Reno on Facebook. Look for the event, Merry Anarchy Day 1 and Day 2.
It is our 10-year
anniversary. Sign up for each day separately to join the events. You know, there's different bands on each day, too. The schedule's on the event page, so go to that if you want to see what bands are playing when. I know people like to do that, so.
It's our 10-year anniversary. We've been raising funds for local community people and organizations for 10 years
now. Who are we doing it for this year, Rory?
This year? Well, my half of it is I'm friends with Emily Reese, who has recently been diagnosed with cancer for the second time and is battling strong and full of life and a big mover and shaker around town.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of love in the community.
Yeah, she does.
You can tell online.
Yeah. And then on your side...
Keely Davis,
thank you.
Stepdaughter-in-law, my kid's sister who has Down syndrome, and we're going to raise a little money for just her general special needs, you know, that are coming up in her life, and she's a little angel. I fucking love her, you know, and it also trains me not to say retard so much because she's not a retard. My friends are retards. She's got Downs.
I call retarded people disabled, and I call stupid people retarded.
Right. Exactly.
Retard.
So it's a good cause this year, 10 years. And these guys are going to be playing the winter ball probably. They mentioned interest.
Oh, that would
be
excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be
definitely
fun.
Since you guys booked up the this show coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we're 10 years strong, and I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. Come out to one of the most important, most fun weekends to kick off Reno Summer's Merry Anarchy. It's a suggested donation at the door, but there's raffles and prizes and T-shirts and drinks. Oh, my.
And we're going to have sweatshirts this year, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to get hoodies for the 10-year.
I want a hoodie.
Yeah.
I want a hoodie.
And we'll be affordable for you guys. So.
Excellent.
But we'll discuss
Price
the details.
For the peoples.
Yes. Details
so, yeah,
to come.
Please come check us out. It's only a couple weeks away.
Merry Anarchy Reno on Facebook. Ooh. Go there.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Suda's going to be there.
Garrett will probably show up.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, Garrett will be there.
Can't keep him away.
But anyway, let's talk to the band a little bit so we don't waste their time.
When did you guys start?
Well, they started playing like 5 minutes ago, Nick, but I don't know.
When did your band start? How did you hook up? Were you at the bar and were you like at the bathhouse? What happened?
No, I was in a band with Joe for about a year and a half or so back in 06. He approached me in January 2012. And he said, I got some songs, so I got some things to say.
What was the old band called?
Philosophy of Blue. Okay. We played a few shows around town, really. Not too much, okay. But.
And you are the bass player?
I'm the bass player.
And Joe
Patrick.
Is the?
The guitarist.
The guitar player, okay.
Yes, Patrick's now
the prima donna.
Right. Yeah, we came together. You know, get my coffee right now.
That's Joe.
Come on.
Where's my cup?
Do you really need coffee? Because
he can get
he's required
coffee.
To get you. Yeah,
my cup is full. Okay. My cup is full. Thank you, though.
All right.
Need some whiskey?
So this incarnation.
I have a beer right there, but thank you very much.
There was a pause.
I thought about that.
This incarnation, 2012, Man Downstream.
Right? Yep, January 2012. We got together at his house just with the computer, some computer drum tracks, just got some ideas down.
Sexually.
Started just kind of developing a sound a little bit. And
And that's when you realized you needed a drummer.
With a disco ball head.
Right.
Yeah.
It took a while. It took a while.
Reno
could
supply
that's a hard position to fill.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
We knew we wanted the band to be a three-piece band.
Cool.
That's
power trio.
Power trio, just everybody coming together. Everybody's going to have an equal part. Everybody's going to create beautiful, beautiful ideas. So we came together and we put an ad up on Craigslist. Kurt.
The Craigslist maniac.
Dude, right I owe my life. I just want to say, for the past 14 years, my whole life, I owe to Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist. I do everything on there except for find women. But, you know,
did you find Reno through Craigslist?
I mean, I used to live in the Bay Area a while back, and I would come up to Tahoe and stuff, and I always liked Reno, so I always knew it was a cool place. I mean, I just moved here a year ago. And, you know, I occasionally surf Craigslist on the band want ad section, but a lot of times, man, the ads, I'm just, you know, you can already tell by just reading the ad, either the person's out of their mind or they're just not going to it's not going to work. But their ad, man, Joe and Pat, when they put up their ad, I was like, this sounds kind of interesting. So I said,
what'd the ad say? Regular.
It was like looking for drummer with disco ball helmet
and nice mouth.
You're like, I have a disco ball helmet.
DSL.
I was like, well, DSL.
Do you have internet access like DSL?
Wink, wink,
wink, wink. Yeah. And he actually spelled out wink, wink.
And they put like two asterisks for eyes. Winking. Yeah.
Yeah,
Craigslist. We've had that story before on this podcast.
A lot of bands
up.
Have gotten together through Craigslist.
Internet works pretty good sometimes.
I didn't think I'd find two quality dudes like Joe and Pat through Craigslist, but there you go. You can.
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think that encourages other people to, like, you know, well, maybe if I just like this kind of music, there is someone else who will want to play with me and do that, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
And they'll go look, you know. Give it a shot.
The ad was very much to the point. It was who we are, what we do, and where we're going. It was just a small, like, three points right there. Like,
white guys playing funk.
We're going. Who think they can rap?
We're going to Sparks.
We're not going far.
Fuck you.
I'd really like to headline Sidelines within the next year. Nothing wrong with sidelines. It's a fine bar. It's just way up Sparks, and I never go there.
He's just trying to think of Sparks bar that wasn't cool like the alley.
But if you live in Sparks, it's a cool
it's a
cool
a great
place
bar.
To do.
Yeah.
Go, you know.
I got shows there.
Lots of friends.
I was over at the alley on a Thursday, and they were having a singer-songwriter night, and I had to leave quickly, but I saw like the first bit. It was a nice crowd. So all the musicians were there and really stoked, and I walk outside, and there's all this noise and hooting and hollering to people, and I walk around the corner, and Patty and Irene's is having a singer and songwriter night at the same time with a room full of fucking people.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah.
What night is that?
It was Thursday.
No shit.
Yeah.
Patty and Irene's is pretty cool.
It was kind of interesting.
Fuck.
If you say there's no music scene in Reno...
You have no idea.
There's a music scene in Sparks. So, right. So, yeah. Just shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
Reno Sparks Unified Music District.
Word up. Tahoe too, man. Tahoe bands are rad.
Grass Valley. Carson. I'll count Carson and Grass Valley in the thing,
absolutely.
Too.
Hey, and if you're fucking from Elko and you have a band, get the fuck to Reno.
Right.
Dude. Amen. Start playing out here. Record at Dogwater. Be on our podcast. What else, dude? I didn't mean to halt it or hog it.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Thank you, Chewy.
You seem to have a lot of notes there.
Oh, no, no, no. Did anybody go to Earth Day?
No.
Did you do Earth
totally
Day yesterday?
Didn't.
Okay. Totally well, didn't. I mean a couple days ago in the recent past. Yeah, it was fun. I get to work for the studio dressed up as the bear again. And little kids
that was
just
so
fucking
rad.
Love
I love
me,
that
dude.
You're a mascot.
Yeah.
Do you get does the suit smell?
Oh yeah. After
really
I'm done
bad.
With it.
is the inside cloth or rubber?
It's cloth. Oh. It's cloth. But I also in the summer you get to wear like an ice vest and an ice pack around your neck, and it's a lot better.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Yeah, it's not bad, Chewy.
Fuck you.
You're wearing clothes in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, very good.
I had a turtleneck on and shit. It was all wet when I was done. But
gross.
The dude after me, because like, here's the funny thing is, he was supposed to do it all day, but then he came up to me and he's all, you know what the deal is? You got to go first, I'm all, motherfucker, I'd rather go first if two of us have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You smell my stuff.
Dude, yeah, if we were doing that, I would go first.
He's like,
dude, I get sloppy seconds.
And not only that, is I'm going to rock it in the bear suit, and our boss is here, and he's going to have a precedent that you're going to have to meet up to, motherfucker. Check this out. You know, dancing around, fucking using my acting skills.
All early in the day.
And, you know, playing peekaboo from way across, and little kids are all,
I
want the bear. You know, it's fucking awesome, dude. So I'm glad I got to go first. It was fun.
So,
good event. That's what I did this
weekend.
I'm going
to turn this car around a little bit.
Yeah, let's get back to the band.
So, Kurt, you mentioned you'd been here a year. What about you guys? How long have you been in town, Joe and Patrick?
Born and raised.
Hell yeah.
1986.
Yeah, you're an old, like, Reno scene kid.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
since
buddy.
I was 16.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, all ages.
7 seconds.
All ages Reno shows, yeah. Fall Silent.
Fall Silent.
Yeah.
The archaic days and all that.
Archaic Steve Pito, wherever you're at. Thank you for everything you did back in the day.
Right on.
Roots.
Oh yeah.
Word.
Wherever he is.
Respect.
I think he's in Oakland or something.
I have no idea. I lost touch with that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Planet Nine, did you go to that?
No.
Okay.
That was probably a little before.
Okay. That was 99.
Planet Nine and Area 51.
Yeah. So you would have been like 13 or 14.
Yeah, right when I was picking up the bass.
FSU.
Well, they did have some. Oh, yeah.
Remember FSU shows?
FSU.
Punk Rock Studio.
Kenny
C. Intox.
Brian Knopf. No.
No, no, sorry.
A lot of fights. Straight edgers versus drunk punks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, we had an all ages scene.
And when I say a lot of fun, I say, no, it wasn't. It got shut down by the cops and somebody
definitely
went to the hospital.
Definitely the basement shows on Ryland, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Oh,
Ryland.
Yeah.
Fort Ryland.
Fuck yeah. Those good times, man.
Hell yeah.
Who was the guy that had that? What was his name?
Pete Manchetti.
Pete Manchetti.
Yeah. Pete Manchetti.
And the David Bruce.
Oh, it was 702 Records, but it became Slovenly.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And he has a rock to cycle.
Totally.
He's a badass.
Those are fun times, man.
Yeah.
The fact that we had an all ages
that we will not talk
scene.
About in public.
Exactly. There's still basement shows on Ryland, too.
Yeah.
To Fort Ryland. Isn't that across the street there?
Yeah, the other part of Ryland. But
totally.
Yeah,
so Ryland Street's still like home to underground basement shows. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Nice, dude. Keeping it real. Still to this day, that's great. I like
it. Dude, I love basement shows.
There's still a lot of basement
shows
in that whole Off Wells neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not as many as I remember, probably because I'm 40 and not 14. But I bet all the high school kids know where they are.
Well, we're going to tap into that. We need it like
someone. We have a Holland now, too.
Yeah, no, that does give it a big outlet. Holland supports a lot of the local young bands.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We would love to play at Holland.
You know what I heard?
Have you guys played there before?
No.
Oh, we'd love get to. On that.
We're talking to them. We're good. Trying to get a response back. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get the worst little podcast bump, and it'll happen for
hell
you
yeah.
now.
Hell yeah.
Like, put that on the resume.
Might be, exactly.
I'm just going to walk in there with a disco ball on my head and be like, we're playing here, right?
Yeah. That's the way to go,
so what time do we go on, man?
I bet that gets shit done.
I thought we were booked to play tonight.
We're playing tonight. Right now.
I bet you that would work. If you went on a night where there was already another show and said, no, somebody booked us. Oh, what was the contact's name? Oh, I don't remember.
But you got a disco ball.
But show up with all your shit, wear the disco ball. You'll get, yeah, they'll let you play.
For sure. For sure.
It's conceptual like Peter Gabriel or the, what was that, ones who wore the eyeballs?
The Residents.
Residents, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool shit. You guys should get disco balls too.
Kurt won't let us do it. He's already like copyrighted.
It's our custom made trademark. Custom made.
Get your own.
Thanks,
get
Kurt.
Your own thing. Your own thing.
Yeah. You got to get fitted for that.
Then look up Psycho Stick and play with them, dude. You guys know those guys?
No.
We played with them once. The Psycho Stick. They wear crazy shit on their head and they're just like beer funny rock shit. But I think funk would go good with that kind of.
Oh hell yeah.
That's cool.
Like hardcore humor band.
Totally, totally.
You guys would be good too. Rapping funky white dudes.
So, make a note
so do we want to hear a little more music,
absolutely.
I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, excuse me, the bass player's texting.
Psycho Stick?
Oh, yeah, Psycho Stick.
He's not texting. He's hyper engaged in the show.
That's awesome.
There's a band.
He's taking notes.
They have this song, Dogs Like Socks, and it's all metal.
How do you think this shit gets off the ground?
Dogs Like Socks. And it's about how he throws the sock for the dog, and he gets a sock, and the dog loves socks. And there's other shit about beer and titties, and they just Woo! Their whole repertoire is like
titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer,
college dude rock. Guy wears a bullwinkle hat.
Carrot cake and titties is all I need.
What will you give me for your titties and beer? I don't suppose you noticed this little
Frank
contract
Zappa.
Here.
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
Absolutely. Fucking great, dude. These guys are
shit.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm glad my first
good
show
to
of them is here.
It's good to be here,
on
man.
The podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Sexually.
Thanks for having man.
So what are we going to
do? You guys
right
have
now?
A Facebook and all that?
What's that?
Do you have a Facebook and all that?
Yeah, yes, we're all on Facebook. Check us out.
Man Downstream.
Facebook/Man Downstream. We got YouTube. /Man Downstream, Reverb Nation,
MySpace.
No MySpace. I thought we left that. We left that in the past. We're trying to move forward.
Right. That's from the old days.
Still good.
All right, rock it, guys.
You know you can find Tom on Facebook.
Tom.
Oh, yeah,
oh my God, Tom.
Sorry.
Forgot about
he
Tom.
He got in and out with like millions.
I had to think about that for
that
a second.
That idea, man. He made millions.
Oh, he totally did.
He was my first friend.
I saw some, it could have been fake, but I think it was real, like little Reddit conversation with some people making fun of him. And he goes, yeah, and I cashed out for $7 million.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
$7 million is a nice
number.
I mean, dude.
It might have been bigger than that, but still.
Damn.
I think it was $500 million, actually.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous amount of money.
Holy shit.
Never has to work again in his life.
Yeah, no, let's rock and roll.
So we got up, Joe, are we playing some Reno?
Yeah, we can do Reno.
What's the second?
The song's called Reno?
What's the list? I don't have the list in front of me.
Let's do Reno.
Welcome
let's
to
play
the
play Reno.
RNO.
Oh, yeah.
Our airport code.
Airport code for this lovely town that we live in?
RNO.
Let's do this shit.
Down below. they're always sincere. But how to bring your right feels to tell us what to do. And live and let live, otherwise you can screw. So if you wanna live here, I got some advice. And try to pick up packs of heat, and that's just advice. Okay. And then the Reno is a place you should fit for your life. Shoot guns is a hobby that you do with your wife. Welcome to Reno with me.
Come on, everybody, escape from Cali.
Hell yeah!
That was awesome, dude.
Dude, those lyrics were fantastic.
That's like, we could use that for like our theme song.
Yeah, can we borrow that from time
Absolutely.
To time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh my god, that was
Absolutely.
So good.
Rick, you should chop it up and take some of them drops, like 775 and shit like that. Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
And I like that you guys. Yeah, did you know Reno 911 was filmed in L.A.?
Yeah, the best one.
I got to interview Ben, who plays Junior on the show for the article for the R&R, and we talked about that, how they did the whole thing in Burbank and just came out here for those, you know, pan shots and really? Intermission things. Yeah,
really, really.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like everybody always said, there's no fucking palm cool. trees in Reno. Sorry,
palm trees in Reno.
Ones indoors, a couple ones that are like 2 feet tall and die every year.
But at least they knew that 4th Street is where the hookers were.
Right.
You know, they like they got a lot of shit right.
Oh yeah, she should watch a can.
Shooting guns is a hobby you do with your wife.
Oh, and the way everything happened and the way the people were, that is Reno.
Dude, that song is awesome. Like, say kudos. Yeah.
You know who else they should play with is Aversion Therapy.
Oh, yeah, that would be a great lineup.
That's what Jude said. Jude said the same thing.
Yeah, that would be a great lineup.
Hey, Jude.
And we know, happen to know those guys really well.
Oh, yeah. They sing our theme song.
They do the theme song here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That opening segment.
Everybody comes through this place, man. Jeez.
Before they were on, they listened.
Sexually.
Wrote a song about us, came on, played us a song.
No, they came on and asked us what we wanted. No, I took a poll over email. You're right.
You know, and they listened to a show where we talked about Roller Girls and...
Well, not the Rutabaga.
Rhubarb Pie.
They just do that. Like, they just, anybody, a couple songs on their album was somebody, just, both albums, where people just said, fucking write not a song about this. And Evan just goes, okay. And fucking write some crazy rad song about
they
whatever.
They put lyrics to the Magnum P.I. theme song.
We're special, but we're not special. They do that for anybody. You can tell them you want a song about your band, and they will write a song about your band, and then you can have a theme song for your band, just like we have a theme song for a show. I need them to write a song about my dick, so that I can put that on.
It'll be a short song. It'll be a very short song.
Oh, where's my faces?
Face!
Fuck, I totally lost all my faces.
Yeah.
Damn
Dude,
it.
You serve that one up like a big cantaloupe.
Fuck. Oh, wait, Evan. Here they are.
Face!
Evan, you got to write a song about Rick's short dick.
Face.
Right. Awesome. I'm not the one with the short penis anymore.
Oh, Rory, you're totally still really small.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
I've never said it.
Yeah, whatever. Give me a dollar, I'll say pretty much anything.
Yeah, your name.
I'm Rory Dowd.
And speaking of people who give us money, who's this sponsored by?
I don't know. Who bought the beer this
week? Reno Computer Fix? Or?
Oh, that one. Reno Computer Fix. You can find them on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli or at renocomputerfix.net. The guys, the good doctors and nurses down at Reno Computer Fix will diagnose your computer and take care of it for a flat rate. Or you can buy a brand new refurbished computer with all the greatest, mostly legal... So you can get XBMC.
They're not a bunch of pirates.
No, but you can get really cool streaming devices to get away from cable, get yourself off of TV, and get into low cost peer-to-peer sharing kind of digital downloading kind of stuff that is totally legit and above board. Because they're a real business on 4th Street with a business license.
Hella smart dudes. Go down there.
A lot of fun. And oh, the hotness of Michelle. Oh. Michelle, there, who's the third of the Musketeers over there.
Dude, the dudes that work there are pretty hot, too. I mean, let's face it. I think they only hire hot, smart people.
Pretty much. Yeah, well, they are. That's who runs it. It's a locally owned business, too.
If you're a hot, smart person looking for a job, go down there and say you heard it on the Worst Little Podcast.
And if you need computer fixing, go down there. Reno Computer Fix. RenoComputerFix.net on South Wells.
Reno Computer Fix.
How do you do it better than me every time, Max?
What would Lemmy do?
Is that Max volume?
Just saying.
Punch you in the face, old man.
Fuck him.
Make it Max volume.
Excellent.
Nice.
Do you think it's you fucking retarded douchebag.
That's all right,
is it? Was it time?
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you guys think it's time then?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what the big guys are telling me there?
Yeah, I think so.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask the band a bunch of crazy questions and then judge them silently. Are you ready to play, boys?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with one of my favorite, personal favorite questions. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, Joe, who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. Mom, I'm sorry. Please don't hate me. I love you.
Good answer. Patrick, same question to you.
I have to go with that. It's oldest.
Mom.
Providing. Got to provide for the family.
Kurt,
one last time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. The mother, if she heard that, you know, what was the choice, she'd be like, just kill me. That's fine. You know?
Like, she was a good mom.
Moms are so
all
kidding.
All right, so the band is...
They ruin our vaginas for us, and then we eat them.
Exactly. She's like, you've ruined my life enough already. I might as well just end it.
I'm so sorry I borned you into this awful circumstance where you're trapped on a desert island.
Who? In this world, would you start a fist fight with in all of history? Real person.
That's a good question. I'm thinking Steve Martin.
Whoa.
Oh, awesome.
Damn, original as fuck.
I like that. Old Steve Martin.
Any good reason? Yeah, old
recent,
or new?
Old or new, yeah. What era, Steve Martin?
New, definitely like late
Inspector
shit.
Inspector
Clouseau.
You can kick his ass.
Inspector Clouseau?
Yes, dude.
I'm right there with you, brother. I'll fucking punch him in the
Come on, man. You did the
that
jerk.
Sucked.
What's up?
That's right.
Come on.
Easily one of the greatest movies ever.
Yes. I love that movie, man.
Punching a mouth.
Patrick.
Scott Stapp.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. 10 also pointer, good. Dude. 10,000 pointer. I'm not sure.
I envy the great S.A. Martinez of the band 311, who did get in a fist fight with him at a bar when Scott Stapp was getting disrespectful to his wife.
Yeah.
Put him out. And, you know, he
good
could
job,
use it again.
311.
He could use it again.
Good job, yeah.
Nice.
I saw those kids.
Fuck you, Creed.
I saw those kids in my dorm room, my freshman year at college. Or not dorm room.
Which one, 311 or?
311.
Oh, good.
They were friends with my RA, and they came and played in a little common area on the third floor of our dorms. And just, like, set up. Just these dumb kids in a van from Nebraska.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was cool. And it was right. It was like a year or two before
they
got big.
Dude, that's a good question. 311 or Creed? I'm going 311 every day.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Well, and if it's, you want to get a real Midwest a fight would be Nebraska's 311 or Iowa's Slipknot. You know,
right. There's like 10 of those guys, though, so it's like.
Well,
Kurt,
if they got
Kurt,
fight,
who would
you
start a fight
Slipknot's
with?
Slipknot's kicking their ass. Yeah.
I rarely want to like hit a woman in the face.
But this is okay. This
Kurt,
is just hypothetical. It's okay.
I would.
Right.
There's one woman I'd really like to punch in the face, and that's that Nancy Grace bitch.
Ooh, damn.
Not bad.
A bunch of original answers.
That's a great answer.
God,
I
she's
highly
so irritating. I don't watch TV anymore because of her.
Yeah, you know what? That's, yeah, you get an extra points for that one.
There are other channels, sir.
Kurt, how often do you masturbate?
Well, I used to masturbate a lot until I got a new special lady friend a few months ago, and then don't really need to anymore.
Ah, so that that infrequently.
She does that for you?
She takes care of it?
She does, yeah. I mean, she supplies the need, so to speak, I guess.
Nice.
She could take mom off a trailer hitch.
Honey, stop it.
You don't like
you
ever,
don't know her.
You don't like ever take those magical moments home with you when you can't see her and you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
for sure. But, I mean, you know.
Attaboy. Sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, my hand doesn't have any hair on it, but, you know.
Hey,
same question to ye.
I've got a girlfriend of 4 years, and we're living together. Everything's great. Whenever one of us has an urge, we're there, man.
Wow.
We're there for each other.
Wow.
Gotta be. Got to do it.
That's true love.
Good job.
Nice. Very cool.
Absolutely.
Joe.
I actually don't masturbate. Because I'm a born-again Christian, and it's one of my vows.
Wow. We've had that answer before.
I can't believe that we've had two of those in a month.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. So
that was the first time. Last year, the second time.
Actually, that's not true. I'm not a born-again Christian.
I
masturbate twice a day.
You're a liar.
You're the straight man.
Yes.
Then, of course, you masturbate.
Excellent.
Of course. Of course.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Oh, oldie but a goodie. Ooh.
Yeah, and you're an old Donna Mike fan, so you know exactly what that question means.
You know, there's been a few times. One of the first times was when I cut my arm pretty bad, and I just wanted to see what it tastes like. Yeah, I'm bullshitting. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you ever kiss
pass this on?
Did you ever kiss a girl after blowing you?
Yeah, I think there's been a few times and a few nights down the road.
Close enough.
There you go.
I'll take a yes on that.
I guess
Patrick, have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Well, DNA, like he said, can qualify as many different.
Yeah, I'm talking about the white
pee. Look at the big brain on Patrick.
I'm talking about number three.
Oh, yeah, you're number three.
He's misleading me for a second. You know, like what you said, your follow-up question, if there was a residual after after an amorous event, absolutely.
Okay.
Do you like it in your face?
Honey?
What's sad?
Oh. What time is it?
Kurt, same question
I'm
to you,
sure
my friend.
Inadvertently or unknowingly, yes.
There you go. Uh-huh. Smart, simple, and to
exactly,
the point.
Exactly.
It's salty, okay?
Honest.
Salty.
What would your last meal on Earth be, Kurt?
Oh, you got to start with me. Beer. Yeah. Beer, does beer qualify?
Yeah.
Beer qualifies. Yeah, it has calories.
Yeah, okay, like a really strong IPA. Yeah.
Okay. Patrick.
I've actually thought about this. You know,
good.
Sometimes you're just.
It's important.
You know that Famous Dave's, the ultimate burger that they have there? It's got like pulled pork on it. It's got beef. It's like massive.
I was making pulled pork this morning.
It's great. And then if you had your way, you could have like a pint of Ben and Jerry's afterwards.
Rick was having his way with the pulled pork this morning,
too. You can tag on some dessert to that thing. It's your last meal.
Pulled pork followed by Ben and Jerry's is like my favorite Saturday night, you know?
Then I pull my pork some more.
Exactly.
Joe, last meal.
I'm going with a steak, man. That's, you know, it's true American style. I gotta fucking have the beef.
How do you cook your steak?
You got any sides?
Mashed potatoes, some little gravy, some vegetables, glass of wine, or a couple beers.
About some of your own? How about some of your own?
Can I have a couple
it's
beers?
It's your last
like
effing
six,
meal.
Six
you're going
beers?
To Mars for the rest of your
about
life.
About some of your own DNA.
The last real food ever.
With a little DNA on the side.
Touch someone else's DNA.
When surfing the internet for inspiration for said callback masturbation question, pulled pork question there, what are your favorite keywords?
You know, this is a weird question.
When you go to your porn site, what do you look for?
Big boobs, giant asses, giant bush,
you know,
black girls,
DVDA, trannies,
Asian,
right?
Blacks, something like that. You know,
compilation.
I'm all good. It's a vast variety of
adjectives,
exactly.
Verbs,
Patrick?
Go on forever.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh,
honey, I'm home.
Wow.
How old are you guys?
Keep it up to film.
You're under 25, aren't you?
28. Last
really?
Week. Last week, yes.
You look like you're 18. Congratulations.
Really? Nice.
Kurt, how about yourself out there?
Ujizz.com.
But when you get to there, what do you look for?
I'm variety just man. Like it surprised me.
Whatever's on the top.
Like most popular.
Whatever's at the top of the page surprised me.
But do you lean black chicks getting gangbanged?
You know,
MILF.
I like MILF. That's good. Oh, I like Asian. That's good. I like the
barely legal solo amateur.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. I like the black dudes banging hot white chicks. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, give the guy some points, man.
Oh, yeah. He gets points for that, for sure.
We led the witness, but that's okay.
Let's see. I'm running down to the last few questions here.
Give it a little more.
I know. So you're going down on a girl. And you find a warm, crispy piece of bacon.
The Bobby Slayton question.
You eat it? I haven't asked this question since then.
What the fuck? What? Say, can you please repeat the question?
Yes, please repeat that, Rory.
You're going down on a girl. Mm. Lunch at the Y. And you happen to find yourself one-thirds of a BLT.
Hey, now.
One-third. Oh, you said crumble at first. Sorry.
Well, crispy. A warm, crispy piece of bacon.
Perfectly cooked.
Just right there.
Fuck yeah, I'm eating that shit, dude.
Fuck yeah, yeah, brother!
Why not? Give me that bacon.
Patrick.
I don't know if I'm there to eat bacon.
Oh, come on. Right?
Kurt, be a weird
Kurt, what's your answer on this one? How do you swing?
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Yeah, good man.
Nice.
Good
job,
yeah, you I'm going a little bit of both if I can.
All right, Nick, do we want to jump to some rapid-fire questions?
If you would like that, Mr. Dowd, I would love to serve.
Am I leaving out any big questions that you guys wanted to hear? I've lost my question list.
Joe, virginity.
Yo.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, the final bonus question.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah,
you got to get the albums. That's
two more, three more questions. All right.
Three more questions.
First, what was the first album you ever bought?
With your own money.
First album I ever bought was Dr. Dre, The Chronic. It was a tape at Mirabelli's, I think it was.
Yeah!
Oh, that's so awesome, Mirabelli's. Wow. The back room where the tapes were.
And Chronic, which was worked on by Mr. Tom Gordon, who we were all talking about earlier.
Wait, no. The original Chronic. The original Chronic. We're talking about the old school gangster rap.
That was in L.A.
Shit, all right.
Man.
Yeah.
I love
Chronic 2000, Tom did work on.
Oh, gotcha.
We love you, Tom.
Yeah, love you, too.
Patrick, your first album with your own money.
What's the Story, Morning Glory, Oasis. I remember it. I love that album. The booklet, everything about it.
They like the Beatles a lot.
Kurt, no love for Oasis?
The first album.
I love it.
In Spanish, it's called Oasis.
Oasis.
Just so you know.
And no is still no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So you know.
And get that away from me.
No.
Kurt, what was your first album?
The first one for me with any significance whatsoever that I bought was Tribe Called Quest Low End Theory.
Oh. What was the one without the significance? Album.
Yeah.
Get back!
Weird Al Yankovic Fat.
Okay, that's actually pretty good.
I think that's like that.
That might be a better answer.
I think Weird Al is way more
pointed. Weird Al is fucking rad.
I think I was in fourth or fifth grade, and I was like, oh, yeah. This is awesome, dude.
Well, and it is a good album.
It's a great album.
Weird Al rules.
I think I'm a clone now. Come on, that song is great.
What was your first concert, Kurt? What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh my god, this is. Phil Collins. What the fuck? I don't know how. I got roped into it with a couple chicks. And
I'm
like,
hey,
we're going to see Phil Collins.
That's not bad.
And I was kind of a drummer, and I'm
my name's Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Wait. I got a question for you. How come everyone wants to hate on Phil, man? He's not.
No, hey, Phil's pretty rad.
Genesis was in my first 10 albums.
Okay,
so, yeah. Cool. Invisible
Phil,
Touch.
Let's
totally.
Give some Phil love.
No, he's legit, dude. He's the man.
I own no jacket required.
Nice.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Patrick, what was your first album?
I already said it.
First concert, excuse me.
Seven Dust at Reno Live.
Ooh.
Reno Live, and then it shut down like pretty much after that. That low ceiling, packed.
Yeah.
And Seven Dust was right off their home album. It was popping. I was like 13, first concert I got to go to.
Totally.
And by myself with my friend.
Mom dropped you off.
It was cool.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Joe?
Yes. I saw Bush when they came to Reno at Lawler Event
I was
Center.
At that with Veruca Salt.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there was some crazy shit going on with them Veruca Salt.
We've got Bush.
Young Mind.
Yes.
We've got Bush.
Bush.
All right. And
good
now
answer,
finally,
dude.
Joe.
Hell Arena.
How did you lose your virginity? How old were you? Where did it happen? What happened? What was going on?
All right. My friend actually... I can't believe I'm telling you
my
this.
My friend actually lost his virginity.
On my face.
My friend took some money from his mom and dad, and he paid for me to go out to Mustang Ranch.
No, no just way! Joking. No way!
Just joking, man.
This guy's a tease.
Get points off of
yeah, it, like, he's a liar now.
He's lying. Don't pay any attention to me. Pass.
Oh.
No.
Well, if you'll he's going to pass, zero, at least he gave us a good lie.
Yeah.
It was an entertaining
kinda,
lie. He had me going.
It out. We'll just give him a zero.
He's got a believable
instead
face.
Of negative right. points, we'll give yeah. him a zero.
Thank you.
Patrick.
Age 17.
Yeah.
Parents' basement.
Was it anywhere that ended in valley?
Was there any duct tape involved?
Nice.
No, it was
there's
nice.
No basements in the valley.
Oh, nice. True that. True that.
It was nice.
There's you'll go through the wheels if you go down too low. Like it.
And Kurt, yourself, sir.
19 years old. Actually, my ex-wife in college at a Motel 6. Sweet.
Oh, you married Ooh. Her after you married your first bone. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and then Aww. Got divorced
Motel
like
6,
a year and a half
that's
ago.
That's totally romantic.
Wow. I was very romantic. Yeah. Quite.
I've had more than a few Motel 6 adventures.
How about this for... are you ready for rapid fire?
Yeah, I'm ready for rapid
okay,
fire.
This is just an extra one I just thought of now. Motel 6... Or Super 8?
Ooh.
Super 8.
Super 8, absolutely. Restaurants.
And Kurt? He's going to go Motel 6, right?
I'm just going to go Motel 6 because those two guys went Super 8. I don't know the
for
difference.
For nostalgia,
but
you had to go
you
Motel
lost
6.
Your shit,
for, exactly right. I mean,
no, Motel 6 are very in and out kind of scenario. Super 8, you know, you can lock your drugs in the safe in the wall and go get food and, you know.
It's got like a lobby to it.
Right.
You know, you don't just roll up off the street. There's the door.
You don't make you don't pay for the room through like a
right.
thick glass
interior
window.
Interior doors, right. not exterior doors.
Tiles.
That's the difference.
Something.
Should we start the rapid fire?
Yes.
All right, the official rapid fire will start now. With Joe, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles,
Patrick,
absolutely.
Beatles. Kurt?
Elvis.
Oh,
all right.
He's just doing
two
it.
Two Beatles and an Elvis.
Contrary.
All right. So we'll go with the majority rules on the final question.
Right.
But let's go with we already did that one. This is Man Downstream's rapid fire, and I'm going to ask you, Patrick, punk or metal?
Metal.
Joe?
Punk.
Kurt?
Punk.
All right. Then let's go with the majority rules, and we'll ask Clash or Ramones?
Ramones. I'm wearing a Ramones shirt.
Yeah, Johnny Ramones shirt.
Ramones.
Ramones. Kurt?
Dude, Clash 100%.
Oh. All right, well, then we'll go with the metal.
The early unity is now fracturing.
I still like the Clash. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right, we'll go with the metal too. Ozzy or Dio?
Oh, fuck, dude. Are we talking Black Sabbath, or are we talking just Ozzy?
The artist.
The rapid-fire question is, Ozzy or Dio?
The artist.
Anyway, I'm going with Ozzy.
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 Oh, wow. Ozzy all the way around. Nice. Would you go, let me think of a good one. Oh, Harry Potter or, what's that, Hunger
Game.
Games?
Oh.
Hunger Games, baby.
Yeah. Harry Pothead.
And Kurt?
Neither. I don't even know. I don't bother with either.
That's not an answer.
That's the correct answer. How about Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Patrick?
Star Trek.
Kurt.
Don't bother with either.
Oh, man. This guy hates
Damn.
Movies.
Anti-media.
All right. What's Martin Scorsese or Tarantino?
Scorsese.
Tarantino.
Tarantino.
Ooh, he likes a movie. Good. All right, well, then let's go Taxi Driver or Raging Bull?
Taxi Driver.
Taxi.
Kurt?
Yeah, Taxi Driver.
All right, and then on the Tarantino side, Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs? Joe?
Reservoir Dogs.
Patrick?
Pulp.
And Kurt?
Pulp Fiction 1,000,000%.
All right.
Hmm.
Let's do some more music. Or let's do a
Beat Up or Arrested.
Beat up, arrested,
or arrested.
Yeah, beat up or arrested.
Beat up by who?
Beat up.
How to handle what?
No details. The rapid
would you rather be beat up?
All right, well,
would you rather get arrested?
Beat up then. Beat up.
There you go, Patrick.
Beat up.
Kurt,
arrested because you have a story to tell after.
You could still get beat up though.
But if you could,
you can have both happen to you in there.
All right, yeah, let's true. Go bacon. Or, let's go for some food. Bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
Patrick?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh, okay. Let's go with AIDS or cancer.
AIDS. Cancer.
Cancer.
You guys are doing good on the rap.
Puke
part.
Or diarrhea?
Puke. Definitely throw vomit.
Yeah, puke for sure.
All right, puke all the way around.
You feel better. You feel way better after
Marilyn
that.
Monroe instantly. Or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Make out three, baby.
All right, yeah. Ooh. Now, Marilyn Monroe or Jane Mansfield?
Jane Mansfield.
Yeah, titties!
Marilyn Monroe.
Kurt?
I don't know who Jane Mansfield is.
All right, so he's going Marilyn.
Yeah, titties. That's all you need to know.
Let's go with little titties. Let's go with Joan Jett or Chrissy Hynde.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Kurt?
I love them both, but Chrissy Hynde.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
It's got love.
Can we go to Rick's question?
Oh, yeah, Rick, go ahead.
Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Red hair.
Red hair.
Homophobes.
I'd rather be gay, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Gingerphobe.
Dude, if you're gay, you can hide it.
Exactly.
You can hide the fact you're a fucking ginger. Jesus. Oh, wait, Catholic or Protestant?
Ooh.
Catholic.
I know neither. I know anything about either one.
Heathen, burn him!
Yeah, for real.
Rapid fire, man. Come on.
Yeah, Kurt.
Right.
I'm saying it.
All I know is that Protestant is a lot less crazy than Catholic, so I guess I'll go with Protestant.
Depends on what flavor of Protestant.
I'm sorry. The right answer was Buddhist.
Oh, so, yeah.
Shit.
I don't know either. It doesn't matter. I don't know either, so I don't give a shit.
It was a trick.
Let's go with, all right, just a couple more. What does this say here? I can't even read my handwriting.
Nick Ramirez or Rory Dowd?
Ooh, I hate that question.
I love you both. Sorry, guys. I'm not answering that question. Pat?
Yeah.
Hey, you're both here, man. We're all in this together. All I love
right,
you guys right. both.
A couple right. notes. Yeah.
Kurt? These guys came to play.
Rory Ramirez.
Oh, oh, do you remember who Nick is?
Child.
That is the correct answer.
If you can live in a world with either Star Wars or the Beatles, in your case, Kurt Elvis,
and in your
but
case,
you could
Star
only
Trek.
Have one or the other.
So confusing.
Which one would you pick?
The Beatles.
Absolutely, Beatles.
Okay, and Kurt? Elvis or
still
Star
Elvis,
Wars?
Man. Okay. Still, dude, Elvis, you kidding me? Come on.
Yes. Right. You're more rock and roll than
yes.
nerd.
Yes.
And that's what we wanted to know.
They get buzzers. You get double bannings. Yeah.
All right. So that's your rapid fire this week.
All right. So it was a tight race. This was highly contested. The scores kept going up and down in my imaginary tally.
In and out.
In and out. But coming in last place, I'm sorry, Joe. You kind of screwed the pooch there. So you only get 15,502 points.
Cool.
You were beat out by both Patrick and Kurt. Kurt winning with a enormous 30,000 points, easily defeating Patrick at 16,599.
Oh, I only had a little bit more than Joe, though.
Oh yeah, you had a good.
It's all that matters. More. It's all that matters.
Joe sunk a bunch of points there on a couple of questions.
All right. Yeah.
With his lies.
Hey, come on.
With his lies.
With oh, the misleading.
Can we get some more songs out of you guys? You got
no.
a couple more?
Yeah. Let's do it back to back. You want to do a couple?
Sure.
Right.
Los Dos and Arroz.
There she is. And move.
It's because Nick wants to go pee and have a cigarette.
I'm feeling like it's a nice activated atmosphere.
Sure.
Here.
Don't pull back the
curtain. Yeah, this one's There She Is.
Not a good sight, 4 miles away. Why can't
it. Where you boys been all my life? Let's have another one.
Yeah.
Move.
Do it again.
Song's called Move.
Move, baby.
Breakdown was so rad. Fuck. And you're all like singing different stuff, and I've never been so happy to give a drummer a mic. It's kind of weird.
I know you were kind of skeptical at first.
I'm like, why does anybody let the drummer sing? It's almost what a pain in the ass. No, that was really cool, you guys. Damn,
that was excellent.
Sweet.
Hey, Nick,
thanks.
Are you ever coming back in here? I guess not.
No, Nick doesn't care.
Well, so like I said, where have you been all my life? Where can I see you? What are you guys playing?
We have a show at the Alley on May 17th.
Nice.
It's an all-ages show. We're playing with the Defabulators, Bazooka Zoo.
Oh, good lineup.
And somebody else, I can't remember
when
right
is
now.
That?
If you're not at Merry Anarchy, go to
the same night.
It's the Saturday night. Yeah,
dang.
But that's a great lineup over there. Shit,
for sure. Yeah,
I love all those bands.
We're stoked to play that place.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very,
we can't wait.
Cool.
So,
well, but it's all ages, so you'll get the young crowd. Because
yeah, because ours is not.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. So we just spent the weekend at Granny's last weekend.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, we got. We're gonna have three tracks coming at you.
Who was the engineer running it?
Doug Vaughn.
I love Doug. I know Doug.
Doug's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Doug.
Doug's a great guy.
Shout out to Doug right
yeah,
now,
brother.
He's the man. So we got three tracks coming at you.
Very cool.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, you've heard some of them tonight, and
well, not the way Doug did it though.
Oh no,
Doug's got excellent vintage equipment to work with. So.
Yes, he does.
It was a privilege recording there. So
that Neve, man.
We were talking about some of that.
They have all the rad shit. Now, I have a Neve clone on the vocal mic, but that's
nice.
Not as cool. Not as cool as his. He's got vintage fucking all this. Yeah, it's rad shit. I'm so sorry. I'll shut up about it.
sure.
Boring.
But Doug's rad. Okay.
But, okay, other than the alley, you got anything else lined up so far? I mean, just saying.
Not really. We just kind of been in the studio doing that whole thing, so we're
cool.
Kind of still coming out of that haze.
Well, it's summertime. Start booking yourselves.
We're booking it up.
You guys are a party fucking band.
We're booking it up.
Like,
right now,
lot of dumb, drunk college kids at St. James.
Right.
They would really dig on you, I think.
And I mean indeed. That in the nicest way.
No, I don't.
Oh, sure.
No, no. They're dumb, drunk college kids. Hi, I hope you're a regular listener.
we will play anywhere, anytime, as long as we're able to make it. And then, yeah. We
yeah.
got the whole summer ready to book up.
Hell yeah.
So anyone listening, hit us up. Book a show.
You guys got children? Any of you guys got children?
I do have a child, yes.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. And, how old?
5-year-old.
Awesome.
Damn.
Yes.
And juggling.
Love you to death, Sophia girl.
Juggling bands and family life can be difficult.
You guys have met my daughter this evening.
I don't love you anymore.
Honey, go to bed.
Grown-ups are dumb.
Yes, we are.
Hi, my name is Riku.
She'll be performing at Merry Anarchy with her band Princess Bombs on
That's
Saturday.
Right. Saturday.
Early.
The afternoon.
Lobby?
Early.
No. Honey, you're too young for a boyfriend.
It's the best way I could seriously say it.
No, it's there's way better ways you could have said that.
Oh, Riku. Hey, Riku. Riku, is there going to be any Coke?
We could, like, do half of it right now and half after the show.
Oh, that's a good drop.
Uncle Ricky
that was out of context.
Uncle Ricky gets to hang out with little Riku once a year.
Once a year, and we do the Riku drops. Yeah, it's a hell of fun.
You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Your mother's a whore.
Whoa. That's over the line.
Good thing your mother doesn't listen.
Over the line.
Good Lord. But her friends do. So if you know whoever we're talking about, do not fucking say anything. Good Lord. Rick will
Caramello,
be in trouble,
right? Caramello.
No, don't even do that, dude.
Caramello. Yeah, no.
Fuck the Reverend Rory down.
Hey,
that
speak
girl,
of the devil.
Don't right. tell her what Rick has done.
So, Man no Downstream, check him out on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and YouTube.
Spectacular.
Do you do
guys.
the what's the other one? Bandcamp?
No, should we get on that one?
Reverb Nation.
No, don't. They suck.
Where's
it's
like,
just
it's another, like the place to be.
Liver Scars sell their album on Bandcamp.
They just, they just jam flutes up their pussies. That's all they do at Bandcamp.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
how dare you.
Face.
We're not counting points anymore, Kurt.
Yeah, the quiz is over, dude. But at any rate, that's very exciting. Nick, what do you have going on? What's going on this coming weekend?
Well, let me think. For myself, not too much, but we are playing on the 12th, the Liver Scars with Total Chaos again.
Nice.
I believe
out of the alley?
Yeah, Machine Gun Vendetta, End of the Line. Another band I can't quite remember.
That'll
Machine
be
Gun Vendetta.
A punk as fuck show as always.
Total chaos, for real.
Like, real.
It's the second time we play this, guys. They're punk as fuck. And
they're so
super
fucking
fun.
Rad.
And they play they've played
oh,
Reno a
they
like
awesome.
Bunch of times.
Yeah,
yeah.
They
yeah.
like the alley.
They're
dude,
like,
dude.
I like those dudes for they're supporting the really, scene
they
here.
They recorded here.
So that's a Monday, so I will not be podcasting that day, but aww. I will be doing that. And that is also
Hope
the same week as the Mary Anarchy coming up. So
yeah, so
damn.
You'll have to give me all the stage notes
yes.
so I can promote it on the show.
Absolutely. So yeah, Mary Anarchy's coming up. The all Shames right. are playing up in Tahoe at that place. What is it? Classic Cute at after party for a skate jam at the indoor skate park. Nice. Sean Bauman, who we promoted in year two. They
yeah,
suckers
yeah.
indoor skate park is
fuck
still
yeah.
going, man.
Fuck yeah.
Good,
we should
good
get
on
back,
you, Mr.
We should
Bauman.
Get him back on here again sometime.
Yeah, so the Shames are playing that up there. And other than that, I
always
mean,
good.
You know, I always concentrate cool. on those two bands the most.
Well, I've got, other than Mary Anarchy, I'll also be doing the Monsters and Elf Festival at the Morris Burner Hotel on May 30th. That's going to be 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. plus, depending on noise permits.
Cool.
But Burner Hotel, awesome burner parties in the backyard and all the art rooms upstairs. It's a great place to be. Go check it out. Stop by on 4th Street. It's where people used to stay.
Yeah. Burners
welcome.
Are greater than Burning Man is all I'm going to say. Burners rule.
Burner culture is in
burners
Reno
cool.
is greater than Burning Man.
It really, really helps the Reno scene out a lot.
Rick, who do you have in the studio this weekend?
Well, if I'm lucky and it all works out, because sometimes it doesn't, I'm going to have Present in here. Mm. Sorry, Nick.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, well, if it works out, because sometimes with them it doesn't work out. So, but more more phenomenal for that for everybody else out there. I believe that the fucking Scarlet Present CD release party is Saturday
oh, that's
at Jub Jub.
Right. Holy shit! I'm supposed Good to be promo. MCing that. I think.
Oh my god!
Ready to drop the ball, Rory.
I need to get a babysitter.
Ready to save the day.
The it's the third. It's the third
shit.
Of May, right?
Yes.
The third
yes,
of
yes,
May.
Yes, it is.
That's a big fucking deal. And
yeah,
it's their. It's
yes,
their, their
yes,
yeah,
it
it's,
is.
It's Scarlet Present's last show and their CD release.
Well, and then
so.
They're going to be on the podcast a month later if they're still going to be in the studio. That
if they
week.
Don't hate each other, yeah.
Oh, is that where it's
like,
at?
I don't even know.
Well, like their
it's
last
all about,
goodbye.
Well, it's all about.
Yeah,
all
why
about,
are they breaking up, right?
I don't know any details.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a money thing.
Sure, you did the whole Jew thing.
Chewy, stop it.
Chewy, what is wrong with
stop
him?
It.
God.
Namaste?
Some sort
Thank
of
you,
Nazi Wookiee.
I don't know what's wrong with
him. Well, if you guys, do you want to go out on a song here? Play one last song, or are you done?
Whatever Kurt wants to do.
Kurt?
Always play
always
another
Kurt.
Song. Awesome. Yes. Well, right. then I'm just going to close out the show here. What are you going to play for us here in a second?
Let's just end it on a good note. Think,
what's the name of the song?
Kurt, what do you think? Mountain?
I thought we were going to do Seawall.
Either Seawall or Mountain. Either
we're
one.
Whatever.
You want to hype it up? I think we should hype it up.
Right. You want to do some hype?
Yeah.
So what are we going to go with? I got a couple more things to say.
Okay. We're going to go with The Mountain, right?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
The Mountain. Good.
We're
going to
keep it high
mountains.
Energy. Yes. We're taking this thing out. Taking it
out. Well, ladies right. and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Nate the Intern, and Dogwater Dick, this has been another episode of the worst little podcast in the world. And I'm telling you, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Wild is my energy. Nothing holding me back or making me scared. Face of my heart, save it every minute to waste the time. Running like a 454, I'm the engine.
Remember Big Jimmy from down Pratt Street?
Yeah.
Big asshole, finally turned queer, and that wife of his, all she does is sit around, drink, neglect those awful kids.
Dog War Studios.
Terrible. One of them's retarded. Such a shame. Oh. And you remember Karen, what's her name, from up the bar?
Yeah.
She's dead, honey.
Sweet.